This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A holiday market in Germany turned into a deadly scene when a driver rammed his car through the crowd last night in Magdeburg. At least five people killed, 200 reported injured, 40 seriously. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge at the scene.
The scene of that horrific attack has been completely closed off. Police here keeping us back. Germany's leader, Olaf Scholz, saying dozens more of the victims are now fighting for their lives. German officials are not yet calling this a terrorist attack, and there has been no comment from police on the suspect's motive.
President Biden has just signed a stopgap funding bill passed by Congress overnight. The bill avoids a government shutdown just before the holidays. Missing from the deal is President-elect Trump's demand for a debt ceiling increase. The FDA approving the weight loss drug Zepbound to help treat sleep apnea. It's the first medication for the disorder, which affects about 39 million Americans. The FDA calling it a major step forward. This is ABC News. A Missouri judge ruled that the state's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment in the state protecting abortion rights. The city of Miami is hamming it up for the holidays.
The White House historically pardons turkeys for Thanksgiving, but in South Florida around this time of year, it's a whole different animal. Pigs.
A full mayoral pardon for our lucky friends, Glinda and Elphaba, and wish them many happy, healthy years ahead.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava publicly pardoning the two pigs named for the leads of the musical Wicked, sparing them a possible roasting for a traditional Cuban-American Christmas feast. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The pigs are set to live out their remaining years at an animal shelter near Miami. No one hit all numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing, meaning that Tuesday's drawing is now expected to be worth $944 million. If someone wins the big jackpot, it'll be the biggest Mega Millions payout ever in December. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cleanup will continue into the new year at the state's largest oil spill in history in Jefferson County. It's owned by Canadian power company Enbridge, and Wisconsin tribes say Enbridge's lines are putting their environment at risk. They've been advocating for their land for years, and now that story is taking center stage, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An independent documentary highlights the struggles of northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including the tribe's lengthy dispute with Canadian energy company Enbridge. The film outlines the 70-plus year battle to get Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline off of tribal land. One person interviewed in the film is Patty Lowe, retired director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University.
Everyone, whether you live in a red or a blue state, or whether you are Native or non-Native, want clean water and clean air, not just for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren.
After years of protest, a federal judge last year gave Enbridge 3 years to shut down the pipeline on the reservation. Last month, the state issued construction permits to reroute Line 5 about 40 miles south of the reservation by 2026. Lowell and others in the film say the proposed reroute isn't enough to protect their lands in nearby areas. Enbridge lawyers and the U.S. government say a 1977 energy treaty with Canada prevents them from shutting down the pipeline. There have been over 20 spills along the Line 5's 645-mile route since 1968, including more than 14,000 gallons in Bad River land. The film Bad River, A Story of Defiance is streaming on Peacock. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the low 20s. 11 tonight under mostly cloudy skies. Partly sunny and 32 for Sunday. Chance of rain and snow on Monday. It'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. For Tuesday, partly sunny and a high near 35.
Currently, one above.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Plus, does MAGA have their pitchforks and torches out for their own speaker, Mike Johnson? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Of holly, la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. Man, we have a packed studio today. Megan Matthews is with us. Alex Ezell, Ellie Lawton-Smoller, Rob Brennecke, the crew. Like, my outdoor, my hunting crew.
This is definitely your real crew. This for is a real, good bro. Crew we have here.
This is like the real real. I mean, this is my crew. If I'm going out in Wisconsin, I'm dragging one of these people with me, because if I do, I know it's guaranteed to be a good time. I mean, Danielle, you and Ellie were down in Florida with us hunting gators. But before we get to all that, first of all, love to welcome you to Raised in Wisco. Appreciate it. You can hear us on all Civic Media stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin. 13 of them Saturdays, 11 o'clock. And then if by some chance you miss it, tune us in the podcast. Where do you hear that podcast, Danielle?
You will hear the podcast on Spotify and Apple. Then you can go to civicmedia.us, search for Raised in Wisco. You can also follow us on Facebook and YouTube.
I have to tell you, my dander is up right now. I'm jacked. I'm excited. But at the same time, I've got like this nervous energy because, folks, I want to share with you.
Nervous? Why are you nervous?
We just about lost our mascot. We just about lost Raised in Wisco's mascot, Bandit.
Houdini Bandit.
Houdini Bandit. We're going to have to change it. I mean,
that was
producer
so
Jess.
Bad. Oh, my God.
I did not realize how giant the studio is.
No, did not realize how many pocket dimensions the studio has. We had, oh, my goodness, how many we got here? Three, six. We had seven people scouring this building looking for this dog, running around the streets, shouting out, Bandit!
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I used my diaphragm and my loud voice while I was outside. We got back in the car. We were searching the streets of Waukesha for Bandit. Oh,
Racine.
Yeah, we are in Racine.
We're still in Racine. We were
scouring the streets of Racine looking for Bandit, and I was yelling, and turns out Bandit was like, man, forget you guys. I am exploring the radio station, and we found Bandit in a cavernous hole in the basement of
the door. I did not have a door handle.
I think Bandit actually got sick of us and needed a break is what really happened.
Well, do you know what
Thanks,
it is?
Ellie.
Let me show you all of you, and you can look on YouTube and Facebook. I put a Santa hat on him, so he probably hated it so much.
Yeah, the poor dog was embarrassed.
Danielle, I love you, but if you put that on me, I'm going to the basement too, girl.
Challenge accepted.
Oh my gosh, what's next? High fives?
Oh, fives.
Oh, how about knuckles?
No. No, a good firm handshake. That's what it takes these days, man. What an awesome week. Here we are right before Christmas, all together in the studio on Raised in Wisco. And I want to tell you, I love this time of year, but people kind of rule out hunting and outdoor activities during this week and the next. And I don't understand it, because I'll be honest with you, now is one of the best times to get out and enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin. And there's a store downtown Oconomowoc called Sherpers.
Oh, I love Sherpers.
Everything for the great outdoors and more. Love the place. Rob Sherper, good friend of mine, lifelong friend. And their theory is there's no such thing as bad weather, only inappropriate clothing. So I want to issue this to everybody out there. Dress warm, put on a ton of layers, and get out in Wisconsin, because we've got turkey season open right now. The holiday deer hunt is going on right now for antlerless deer throughout the state.
And we just had the doe hunt as well.
That's right. And so if you don't have a chance, if you didn't have a chance to harvest a deer, get out there. Make sure you're wearing your orange. I'm going to tell you a secret, though. A lot of people don't know this. If you're going to turkey hunt, you better put your orange on. I'm just saying, it's actually the law. You do have to hunt. It's kind of a weird, I don't know.
So
I don't agree with that.
That's perfect, because I did go out turkey hunting, and it was on private land.
Yes.
And everybody asked me, why are you wearing orange? Turkeys have excellent eyesight, so right. They obviously can see you. You're wearing high-vis orange.
Right.
So I did not know that was a law, but I still had it on me. So I'm glad I was going to bring that up this week, this conversation.
That is one of, look, when I was in the legislature, I had the opportunity to change a lot of stupid laws as they relate to the outdoors. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say this in Wisconsin. I'm embarrassed to say we have a 3 times thicker rule book for hunting than Illinois does.
Oh, no.
What?
That is really shocking to me.
I know, Alex, seriously, that we beat Illinois in everything. We didn't need to have more rules to go out there and hunt. But if you do go hunt turkeys, and this is how ridiculous this law is, you have to wear blaze orange if it's during a gun season in Wisconsin. But you can sit in a blind on private land without any orange on the blind.
Yeah, that
makes no sense whatsoever.
The loopholes.
Wait, yeah. So the blinds doesn't need
Megan
to have.
Matthews, listen. Well,
there's just another rule, too. So, like, waterfowl during gun season, you don't have to wear orange.
Correct.
So why do you have to
if you were dressed in orange and waterfowl during the gun deer season, you'd never shoot anything
You're supposed to wear it when you're walking out to your blind. But once you get to your blind, you can take it off.
Ooh, see, I love this. Producer Jess, what were you saying?
So the blinds don't have to have orange on them, but no. You need to have orange sitting in the blinds that no one can see you in.
Correct.
Yep.
But on private land. On private land. If the blind is on public land, there's a requirement for a certain percentage of the top of it to have blaze on it.
Okay.
And this is exactly what I am talking about when I say our laws are too confusing. And the cool part here is we literally have hunter safety instructors in this room with us. Mm-hmm. I don't think, look, bro, listen. I don't think that the average person knows how awesome this studio crew that I have in here is. I mean, think about this. We've got hunter safety instructors, hunters, people involved with the First Hunt Foundation, getting women out there, getting new hunters out there. Alex, talk to me about how much people are out there who actually don't know all the nuances of all the laws that are out there.
A lot of people.
Can you know them all? The book is so thick.
Honestly, go hunt on public land and you will see so many gut crunch, gut punching things happen. Even this year during deer season, when I went on public land with my dad, I was like, I cannot believe this just happened in front of me. All these rules, but people don't know because they don't take the time to read the regulations. Every year, take out that regulations book and read it. You will be so amazed by things you didn't know that you probably do.
And things are always changing,
that you think
too.
Is legal, but it's not.
You know, I want to talk about how much time we got left, Jess. A few minutes yet?
Yeah.
I want to talk about something that is kind of a subject that people don't like to talk about. I went hunting this weekend in Illinois. I bought all my Illinois licenses because the gun deer or the duck and waterfowl season is still open, right? So I wanted, you know, that was a way for me to extend during the break. We were closed here in Wisconsin for waterfowl. I wanted to go down to Illinois and hunt ducks. Their season was still open. Here's something I want to talk about. A lot of times people who hunt with others, and when you waterfowl hunt, you're with other people, right? I mean, Danielle, that's the reason you waterfowl hunt. You're with your buddies. You're busting the gut while you're out there. You're laughing. You're eating. You're talking about, like, you're running to the bathroom stories. It gets very fun. But there's something that I think is often skipped in scenarios where a lot of people are together, and that is firearm safety takes a back seat sometimes. And please feel free to chip in on this. And I'm going to tell you this. I implore you to do this as a hunter, as someone who uses the outdoors. When somebody, because somebody swung a barrel last time we were there, they were coming back carrying a goose in their hand, and they were carrying their gun like this, a loaded gun. Oh. They were swinging it back and forth at the blind, at the A-frame blind as we walked back, right? And I said, hey, fill in the blank, barrel. And fill in the blank was not a word I can use under FCC regulations.
Then I'm really glad you said blank.
And it started with the word mother.
Oh.
And I apologize. I apologize for my sharp language, for my blue language. But everybody looked at me, and this person looked at me, and his face turned red, and he thought, holy crap, you're right. And so often, people will forego doing the right thing because they're embarrassed.
Right, 100%.
I'm going to tell you something. I have, in my past life as a television news reporter, I have gone to scenes where someone was killed accidentally by a firearm. Mm. No embarrassment in the world, no embarrassment in the world is too much to make sure someone's being safe, because we're all human. And when we're out there, there is definitely a chance that we're going to be the ones to screw up. And if I'm swinging a barrel or I'm moving a barrel, I want somebody to tell me. You know, we had a situation.
Absolutely.
So I guess, I don't know. And I have you guys in the studio, you and Megan and Ellie, and you teach safety. I want to know, how do you get that into new hunters' heads and into hunters' heads that, look, embarrassment can never supersede the life of someone else?
I always say,
it's a taboo subject.
Right. I always say, don't take it personal. That's where we start. We say, if we're going to correct you, don't take it personal, because one little mistake can change someone's life and their family's life for the rest of their life. It takes one finger pull to take someone's life away that can never come back. And I always say, we do it because we care. And if I didn't say something, I wouldn't care about your safety. Because who do we hunt with? Our friends and our family.
Friends and our family.
Friends and our family.
A trigger pull, a bump of a trigger,
yep.
A dog jumping on a trigger if the safety's not on, a gun that's loaded when we didn't think it was loaded. Look, I know I'm going to take crap for this. I know I'm going to take crap for this because hunters don't like to talk about the safety part. Oh, we're the safest group out there. We're not sure. It is true. Hunters are safe. There's no doubt about it. In Wisconsin, hunting is safer than kayaking. We lose more lives. Do you got that, Producer Jess? Does that surprise you?
You're sideways bananas, man.
Man, you can have those sideways bananas. But in all reality, last year we lost more people kayaking than we did during hunting.
And where did
our hunting season was the safest this year that's been in record years.
And it's fantastic. But I don't care if I take a little crap about the fact that we have to be cognizant of it. And at the end of the day, if my buddy looks at me, he's like, bro, you're setting your gun up in the blind. There's nothing for it to lean it on. It can fall. And if it falls and hits a twig or a rock or a stick and that shoots and takes somebody's foot out or worse, kills them, I'm glad he said something to me at the end of the day. So don't be afraid to do that. Mm-hmm.
That I've hunted with a couple of the chicks here, every single time.
Can she say chicks?
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Oh, she can.
Really?
Okay. Well, I can't say that probably. I don't know.
Oh, the ladies. The ladies. Top-notch ladies.
You guys, this is such a great show. We're going to talk about our weekly Wiscos, and we're going to talk about a hunt that Megan and Alex had that was incredible. Multi-species. I was jealous. My mouth was watering at what you were eating. It was fantastic. Oh, we got a whole bunch. We're going to maybe revisit a couple stories from Florida alligator hunt too, because a ton of people have been asking me about that. Okay. This is Raised in Wisco.
News from the center, WRCE.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance a horror. Gather around the table.
If this is your first time listening to Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. That is Danielle Fairman. Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop to learn about the great outdoors, to learn about cuisine, because after all, what is every show, Danielle?
Always a cooking show.
Every show's a cooking show, and we're going to get to a recipe, that is for sure. You can hear us on all the Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, Saturdays at 11 o'clock. This week, like last week, like every week, we love to talk to you about our adventures. We have so many adventures and such a great crew that comes in here. We're absolutely blessed with the people who come down and talk with us on Raised in Wisco. Today, we've got Megan Matthews, Alex Ezel, Ellie Lawton Smoller, Rob Brennecke in the corner. Ooh. He's the strong, silent type. I'll just be honest.
Only on break.
He comes up with really great jokes and stuff, but we can never get him to talk on the radio. Once the radio, once the on-air sign is flashing, he goes silent. Rob, how do you feel about that?
Under pressure.
Maybe you're true. Maybe it's true.
Echoes. We heard echoes of Rob.
What? Producer Jess, what did you say?
We heard echoes of Rob.
Echoes of Rob.
Barely picked him up.
Hey, I'm going to get to my weekly Wisco now, which is
Weekly
exciting.
Illinois?
My weekly Wisco was in Illinois. I crossed over the border. I was in South Beloit. I was right over the border in Illinois, which, by the way, is next to near Uncle Nick's in Rockford, Illinois. Uncle Nick's has the best gyros on earth. Oh. I just want to go on a limb and say that I think we should do a little road trip at some point and get there.
Definitely down for that.
But we have got, and what about potato chips? Oh, Rockford's got Mrs. Fisher's potato chips. That's right. They are awesome.
Just give him a mic.
Just give him a mic.
We have to tell you guys about the potato chips. This is very exciting.
Mrs. Fisher's potato chips are awesome. You can get them in Glenn's Market in Watertown, Wisconsin also. So there's a little plug for Glenn. Holy cow. Megan Matthews and Alex Ezel, you guys had quite an adventure this past weekend. Okay, here's what cracks me up. Guys, if you don't know these women,
You need to
get involved with the First Hunt Foundation. You need to take a class that they're teaching. You need to and you need to talk to Megan about her cooking show. These women have got their hand on the pulse of the hunting culture and the horticulture. Boy, my brain's working so fast. My brain is working so fast, my mouth isn't keeping up. I'm telling you. I can't, my mouth can't sell what my brain is cooking. These women have everything. They're on top of everything in the outdoors, including and up to eating. And it makes me so excited because women are the fastest growing group of new hunters. And it is no surprise. I think they do it better than men. That's why I think they're better shots. They show up on time.
We're never late.
That is a good thing about us.
I know. Well, Ellie's late, but you guys know. Well, she's been late a couple times. She was late to a turkey hunt.
We are in a fight here in a minute. Megan was like 20 minutes late tonight, so I'm just going to throw it out there.
That's true.
I'm having surgery tomorrow, and I was getting ready.
No excuses.
We don't need a
point. We're never late to the woods.
But that's when you come to their classes, this may or may not happen.
All right, let's just say it's worth the wait.
It is worth the wait.
Does that make sense? But you guys had an adventure this weekend in Wisconsin, and I was so jealous. I saw the pictures that you guys took. And
it was incredible.
How on earth did you end up at a place where you were deer hunting, pheasant hunting, turkey hunting, all in one weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like heaven.
I'll tell you the story. So we were at Three Lakes Whitetails Trophy Ranch in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. And I'm actually an ambassador for Jan Alsager, who owns Three Lakes Trophy Ranch in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. And me and Jan actually met over social media, on Instagram specifically. And it was back in May time. And I had posted something about our ladies' pheasant hunt at Milford Hills in Johnson's Creek back in February. And he is looking for people to use his rack jack stand, which he uses for turkeys and
for deer.
What the
heck is a rack jack?
The rack jack stand, you guys, I'm telling you, it makes your trophy look like it's still alive. It helps you set up that picture perfect memory
so
that you'll have forever.
And I want to be clear, folks. I had no, like, I did not come into this show talking about like some kind of plug or something. I don't even know what you're talking about. So what I can tell you is when you take a trophy picture with an animal, and I want to be clear, to me, eating of the animal and using every part of the animal is just as important as a trophy. I'm not a rack hunter myself. I'm just not. But it's always cool to take a cool picture. So you're talking about something that actually holds
up
the animal?
How does it make it look still alive?
Yes. So it actually is a stand. So it's Rack Jack. If you want to check it out, it's rackjack.com.
Like R-A-C-K or?
It's R-A-C-K-J-A-K-S-T-A-N-D.com.
Right, now you need to call this guy after the show and tell him you should be a sponsor of Rachel Whistler.
Actually, you guys, I have a coupon code to get you $20 off. It's R-J-A-L-H. Get your rack jack.
So you get this. This rack jack guy.
Jack on.
What's his name, Jack?
Jan.
That would be hilarious.
Alsager.
Oh, Jan.
Yep.
Rack jack. Shouldn't it be called a rack jack?
Beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to tell him that.
So you go up to, and I want to have the conversation. I want to have the conversation a little bit about game preserve hunting versus no fence versus fair chase versus all that. I want to have that conversation too, because we're going to have deep conversations today on the show.
Uh-huh.
So you end up at this Whitetail Ranch.
Yep.
And how on earth are you, how did that work that you ended up being able to hunt all these species?
So Jan invited us up. We were hunting for a beautiful trophy whitetail, and my time just didn't connect this time, but that's okay. You know, like I say, it's called hunting, not killing. And we ended up having a whole weekend planned. We filmed a bunch of material, making a series for the Rack Jack Girls, which Megan is a part of. And hopefully we get more girls up there this spring, maybe doing a turkey hunt or a pheasant hunt. But he has the actual pheasants on his property. He has a 5-stand. I mean, he has everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything to put on an amazing event for more women, for other hunters. And we've got some ideas brewing in our heads. But so we did a pheasant hunt where we went and grabbed the birds. We put them out in the fields, and we took Shara and another girl named Rachel out. And Shara's been hunting. Rachel's never hunted pheasants. And we were able to do that. And we also were able to see some awesome turkeys. And Miss Megan here got her first turkey this weekend.
Oh, Megan, that was your first turkey?
Like first this year?
Remember,
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so...
Yay! This whole studio just went up. I love that.
So Shara and I decided.
Do you see how excited we get when somebody gets their first prize?
Shara and I decided to go somewhere else to turkey hunt, and we waited and waited, didn't see any toms. So finally, we're like, you know what? Let's just shoot a hen. So we rode around in
the UTV
and stalked them. And then I shot two.
Ooh.
I had a blood trail the other one. So.
Ooh, blood trailing a turkey is not usually a successful event.
And in the snow. That's my fourth thing. Because remember, Cara and I had blood trailed that one turkey.
That's right. And you never found it, did you?
I did not find it.
Yeah, that's really tough. Hang on a bit. I want to hear much more about your trip up north. What kind of tactics you used. I want to learn about that. I want to talk a little bit more about Florida. And I want you, if you're new to Raisin Wisco, to stay around because Raisin Wisco is for you. You may not know it, but I guarantee if you listen, you're going to find something you're interested in. You're going to see why the outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin is such a fantastic way to spend time, to exercise, to enjoy life, to watch a sunset, to fill your soul with something you didn't know existed, but you'll be grateful you do after that. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A holiday market in Germany turned into a deadly scene when a driver rammed his car through the crowd last night in Magdeburg. At least five people killed, 200 reported injured, 40 seriously. ABC's Tom-Sophie Burridge at the scene.
The scene of that horrific attack has been completely closed off. Police here keeping us back. Germany's leader, Olaf Scholz, saying dozens more of the victims are now fighting for their lives. German officials are not yet calling this a terrorist attack, and there has been no comment from police on the suspect's motive.
President Biden has just signed a stopgap funding bill passed by Congress overnight. The bill avoids a government shutdown just before the holidays. Missing from the deal is President-elect Trump's demand for a debt ceiling increase. The FDA approving the weight loss drug Zepbound to help treat sleep apnea. It's the first medication for the disorder, which affects about 39 million Americans. The FDA calling it a major step forward. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Washington Wizards tonight at Fiserv Farm in Milwaukee. The Bucks back from Cleveland, where they lost last night to the first place Cavaliers, 124-101. Cleveland has added bigger players to their roster. They've now beat the Bucks three times in a row this season. Giannis Antetokounmpo after the loss.
Yeah, it's definitely harder. You know, it's harder for you to get offensive rebounds, take possessions. They show a lot of crowd. It's hard for you to drive and kick. So yeah, they definitely make it harder for a lot of teams. Is this the last game of the season against them?
One more.
So yeah, it's good. It's a good challenge. You know, I'm excited to see them again.
NFL, the Packers face the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jair Alexander trying to come back after missing the last month with a knee injury. Second-year man Carrington Valentine on how the Packers defense has improved.
Yeah, they were like, we're trending the right way. You know, as long as we keep like our keep practicing hard, you know, keep doing what we do, sky's the limit.
That's Packers defensive back Carrington Valentine with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the low 20s. 11 tonight under mostly cloudy skies. Partly sunny and 32 for Sunday. Chance of rain and snow on Monday. It'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. For Tuesday, partly sunny and a high near 35.
Right now, 3 degrees.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, "After thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules." New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
them.
Join me on the next show for a Christmas edition of Motown Monday. We'll stroll down memory lane with some of your favorite Christmas songs and get you ready for the holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman sitting across from me. Do you like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like the song, the movie? Have you
I
seen
like
the
shooting
movie?
Rudolph.
That was actually my question
for you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
She just went right there. I mean, I knew someone.
I mean, they're cold out there. Bring them in. Warm them up.
Megan.
I have a problem with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you knew, but they're all named male reindeer, and male reindeer don't have antlers in wintertime. Only females do.
And it does depend on species. I will point that
out. Listen here. The ones in Santa's workshop, they do.
I mean, there's elves.
Let's just relax on that point, okay?
Thanks, Ellie.
Wow. Evidently, Ellie is an expert on what actually goes on at the North Pole and in Santa's workshop. My daughter Violet's home from college, and we watched the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. If you have not watched this movie in a while, watch it again. I was blown away at how out of date and antiquated it is. First of all, like, everybody turns against Rudolph because he's got a red nose.
Yes, it's so mean.
We were watching it, and my daughter looks at me. She's like, because Santa's like, oh, Rudolph, I don't think you could ever be on my sleigh team with that red nose. And she looks at me.
Then he walks away with his head down.
Yes. And then everyone's making fun of him. And his dad's like, I wish you had never been born. It's like, what the heck? It gets dark. And my daughter looks at me. She's like, Dad, Santa's an a-hole. And I was like, wait, let's just slow down. This gets to a good place. It's teaching a lesson that differences are okay and should be celebrated. And it turns out that Rudolph, but I'm along the lines of Megan. I had an issue with it because reindeer are a type of caribou, right? Mm-hmm. Reindeer are caribou. And the reindeer in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are some kind of a cross between like a sika deer and a small red stag. And I'm like, that doesn't work. When hunters watch movies.
I love this take.
Yes. And I knew, and Danielle, you went right there right off the bat, but I was looking at it thinking to myself, so wait a minute, right away my daughter went, though, you just probably want to hunt them. And I was like, I'm enjoying this, and I'm enjoying this for the species. However, I did want to point out, should someone harvest a deer with an electronic red nose, that would be like the greatest mount on the wall in the world. Could you imagine how fantastic that would be?
Every year, Josh has his kids decorate his mounts for Christmas.
Okay, mine is decorated as well.
Which amazes me because I've always been told, like, don't even breathe on them. Like, don't look at them.
Okay,
And then now I walk into the house and three deer have red noses. Some have more antlers. Some of them have like scarves, like Frosty. I'm like, what is happening in this household? Like, cartoons are definitely coming alive now.
Yeah, well, and it just does remind me to tell you folks, now is a great time to enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin. Not only do you have all the Christmas decorations throughout the state, you know, so when you get in your car, put on Civic Media, listen to us Saturdays at 11 o'clock, and cruise with Civic Media on. Check out the lights, and that's while you're scouting, right?
There you
because
go.
You've got the holiday hunt. You've got waterfowl opening back up this weekend. Today, as a matter of fact, waterfowl opened back up. So get out there and waterfowl hunt. And some of the best time in Wisconsin to waterfowl hunt is late season because all those are new birds. They're on the second migration out of Canada to here. And I'm not kidding. Tell me. All right. Alex Azell, Megan Matthews is here. Ellie Lawton-Smoller and Rob Brennecke is here. Tell me. I'm not joking about this. Is there a better feeling in the world than putting something like a Christmas goose or a Thanksgiving turkey or a Thanksgiving wild turkey on the table? There is no better feeling in the world than harvesting something from the great outdoors of Wisconsin, preparing it of your own hands, and bringing it to the table and feeding people. And people get really surprised at, mm-hmm. at how awesome that is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And especially with this Christmas, my family said, with all the alligator and the Russian boar we have shot, yes. they do not want to come over to my house.
What?
Are they crazy?
They are. Yes, my family. We are crazy people. But I'm the only one that hunts in my family.
Okay.
So they're not used to having wild game.
Don't tell them.
I didn't do that last year. Last year, I made quail buffalo dip and didn't tell anyone.
Oh, I don't tell them. They just expect it now.
It was so good.
It was good? You tried it, Alex?
Anything Megan cooks is delicious. And Ellie,
really?
I mean, yes.
Well, you know, this is crazy because like I tell everybody, every show ends up being a cooking show. And the way to everybody's heart is through their stomach. That is actually a cliche that is 100% true. Even producer Jess, not a large, you know, wild game eater before mm-hmm. we started working together on the show. But she has had opportunities.
I was really hoping you were going to bring me some gator today.
Oh dang, man.
You got to make her the gator gyros.
The gator gyros?
Gator gyros.
Those are delicious.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we'll do that. Listen, we're going to come next week and we're going to make some gator gyros for you. We're going to see if one of these ladies would be so kind as to make something, whip something up to it. Because I really like this cast and I'm getting a feeling of recurring cast here. That's just me. Maybe it's just that I had such an amazing time with the all women group that went down hunting to Florida. I mean, that was
superb.
It was so fantastic.
And I have been on a couple all women hunts and every single one is great because all the vibe is different for all the girls. But I've never laughed so hard.
For those of you who can't see the studio, Ellie just grabbed the mic and swung it like 12 feet
to the other side.
I'm ready.
Well, I just have to jump in with Danielle here. I mean, that was such a wonderful weekend. I think we should just go do that for Christmas and everyone else can stay home.
Okay, bye. We need to shoot alligators with bows.
Oh, for
Ooh,
sure. That's
that
a, I think that's
love doing
that's
that.
For GGC 2025.
Yep, GGC Gator.
Yeah,
wow.
Gals Gator Camp.
Gals Gator Camp.
That's fantastic.
Gator Camp.
And as the outfitter of Gals Gator Camp, I have to tell you,
and the handler,
and the handler, yep.
The handler. I guess I was the handler, the chief cook and bottle washer, chauffeur,
man of many hats.
That was so fun to me because I'd never had a trip that you guys were so respectful, so kind, so helpful and appreciative. It just made it amazing. But I want to talk about the reality of it is we came home with 120 pounds of gator meat.
Yes.
Plus Danielle's hog.
Oh, yeah.
Plus Danielle shot a big old hog.
We're going to be whipping up a lot of good recipes.
Absolutely. I'm ready
cannot
for next year.
Wait. In fact, because this is the Christmas edition of Raised in Wisco, I want to talk about a couple recipes. And I want to talk about the fact that we have such talent in this room. It really goes unnoticed or we don't talk about it enough. Megan Matthews is one heck of a cook. Now, I don't know if, are you classically trained at all? Or
no.
Is this just all?
Oh, no.
This comes purely from your awesomeness.
Yes.
Okay.
I just like watching TV and reading cookbooks.
Oh, so do I. I love anything that has anything to do with food.
And going to restaurants, so.
Yeah. I want to ask Jess, producer Jess, are mm-hmm. you more likely now to eat wild game since we've sampled it here a little bit?
Sure. I mean, it wasn't really a matter of I wasn't willing to try it. It was a matter of availability.
This is true.
Okay. Okay. You know what? For those of you listening to Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. You can hear us every week on Saturdays at 11 o'clock, all civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. So there's no excuse to miss it. And if you do miss it, go listen to the podcast. But my point is, she just said something that I think is very important for hunters to hear. It wasn't a matter of her unwillingness to try it. It was a matter of availability. Share your harvest with people. I'm going to tell you something.
That's why we hunt, to bring people together.
We hunt to bring people together. And what brings people together more than food? You tell me. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. So what I do, and I kind of leaned a little bit on, you know, lie to them about what it is. I'm not telling you have to do that, especially because if people have ethical reasons for not eating certain things, obviously you want to honor that, right? But if someone's going to eat a chicken dip and you make a wild turkey dip, you don't necessarily have to tell them it's wild turkey because they're going to eat it and they're going to love it.
Absolutely.
In fact, I saw the picture of your pot pie. So tell me what was going on with that.
Oh, so after we went deer hunting in the morning, we put out 20 pheasants, I think.
Ooh,
and
perfect.
And we shot a bunch of them. I may have shot a lot of them.
All right, perfect.
So
I got to tell you,
Megan is such a good shot. When you hunt with her, it's just awe-jaw. It's just eye-opening. It's so amazing. She literally shot the wing right off the
bird. You just say it was awe-dropping? Did you mean it was jaw-dropping?
She's so flabbergasted. She doesn't know what comes out of her mouth.
I would like to say Alex is so excited that she just misspoke, but I'm not sure because earlier today you told us your entire life.
I think you guys are teasing me or playing a joke on me because it is.
I think
nobody has ever said that.
Your entire life, she came in and we have. I have never been a fan of the high five.
I love the high five.
You probably do. That makes sense. I am the firm handshake.
What do you mean by that?
Well, right? It just fits. It fits her personality. I had a guy in college, drove me nuts, because he would propose something to do.
Fits me perfectly.
Then he would put a high five hand up, and he would say it like a question. He'd be like, want to go out after class? High five. And I was just like, what is that? Is it a question? Is
That's
it an answer?
Creepy.
Is it a celebration? So I've kind of just had this not love of high five. Well, Alex comes in today and she's just like, all right, hand five.
She says, hand five, not high five.
Hand five,
hand.
Not high five.
People, you guys,
she's tears going down her face. She's laughing so hard. You are really convinced it's hand five, isn't it?
Forever. For my whole life, hand five. You guys are like looking like I'm crazy. It's hand five.
No.
Oh, not
one. Okay, so here's something fun that we can do. Everyone who is listening to Raised in Wisco right now on the broadcast, text us in.
Text us in.
855. If you've ever heard hand five.
This is the number. This is the number. 855-752-4842. If you are listening to the broadcast right now, what is it called when someone holds up a hand with five fingers out, up high, and wants you to slap their hand with yours.
It's a high five. Okay,
high five, low five.
The Vice President of Civic Media, Corey, is in the other studio with glass between us, and he looked over at us, and he mouthed, hand five, hand five.
It's a hand five.
It is not hand five.
We got to get back to this.
I'm hand five now, so I'm with you, Alex.
I just want to tell you this is not the first time people have a conception their whole life that a word is a certain word, and then all of a sudden they realize it is not. For my buddy Luke, who I grew up with and lived with for a while, one day I said, he told me he tripped on the curve. And I said, what curve? There's curves everywhere. He was 100% convinced that a curb at the edge of the street is a curve.
Oh,
so
wow.
It happens. Has that ever happened to you, Megan? Did you ever have a word like that you mispronounced?
No, but Ellie has.
Ellie, what's your word?
Yeah, Ellie, I'm really excited.
What's your weird word?
Listen, it could be windshield or windchill. Either
one. Whoa. Which word?
Windchill? Like,
which word?
How cold it is
did you think?
I always thought that windchill was actually windshield because when I was younger, I thought it was what the air temp was when it was hitting your windshield.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fine. Hand five, everyone.
We got to talk about Megan's pot pie.
Oh, Megan.
All right.
You can start up on your pot pie.
So we shot a bunch of pheasants. I was about to say we shot a bunch of pot pies, but...
Wait a minute. Was it cold out? How cold
it was cold.
The windshield?
So cold. Actually, it was really cold.
All right.
Shot a bunch of pheasants.
We're going to get to that recipe and others. Folks, Do you see why you don't have to specifically be a hunter, an angler, a kayaker to listen to this show? We will have fun with you, and we love you being with us on all your civic media stations. This is Raised in Wisco, where the windshield is cold.
And hand-fives are free.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
News from the center, WRCE.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Song I have ever heard, producer
That's
Jess.
I'm glad you like it.
I love it. That is
Betty
bumping.
Friedman.
That had me moving.
Dreidel.
I almost thought I was going to get through an entire show without dancing. Because I have
tragedy.
To. I just want to say, I apologize. I haven't said a dad joke.
You have not said a dad joke.
That,
I
weren't you?
Was.
I don't know. We'll see if one happens here in the next 8 minutes.
You can't force it.
Pressure is on.
You cannot force it. We were talking about people word misconceptions. I'm sweating because that was so funny.
Sweating?
I was laughing about that. And I'm sweating, which brings up the topic that comes up in every hunting camp, in every holiday party, with the temperature of a house, in every family gathering, in every tenting situation, camping situation, outdoor situation, indoor situation, car or truck. And that is that I have a true belief that when you are made from conception on, you are either a hot-blooded person or a cold-blooded person. You're always...
Every time you say hot-blooded, do you sing the song?
Check it and see.
Gotta
feed
up
103. Come on, baby. Do more than dance. Yep. Hot blooded.
Okay, so my house.
Sorry, Jess.
My house is called the meat locker.
I apologize if I was blowing the needles
over
there.
Keep singing, man.
Right,
man. I adjusted. I know what I'm doing.
Thank you. I know you know what you're doing.
So my family likes coming over, but they also hate it because they do get fed. They get fed different things that they're not used to. And the house is always a meat locker because above 63, I'm putting shorts on.
You are
my house is
hot-blooded.
At 63, 65 max, absolutely max in the dead of winter because
when we were in Florida, everybody thinks Florida is hot all the time, right? But what they don't realize is that Florida gets cold at night, especially in the winter, like cold. And it's a different kind of cold because it's that real damp sea air, like salty
moist.
Sea air, humid. Cold. And Danielle, you are a hot-blooded person. I'm a hot-blooded person, but it was to the point where I could go in, like, in the trailer and be like, oh yeah, Danielle's in here. It's warm. It's a good 3 degrees warmer in here. Danielle's in here. We're hot-blooded people for sure. But I Alex, are you hot or cold-blooded?
I am cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded?
Okay.
Oh no.
Ellie?
I am very cold-blooded. And on the Florida trip, I decided that I don't know if I can live without Danielle Fairman because she kept me warm the entire trip. So just sure so everyone knows, if you're going camping and you need some heat, just take Danielle with you.
I'm available.
She has to be within like 10 feet of you.
No, yes. It was. And as a hot-blooded person, I love like cold. I want my house to be at about like 64 degrees mm-hmm. tops.
Perfect.
And speaking of degrees, it takes an oven or a grill or something at a certain degrees to cook something. And I want to know the secrets because I love pot pie. So tell me about your pot pie, Megan. This
I'm
is
so
the
excited.
Cooking segment of Raised in Wisco.
Well, our pot pie is made from scratch.
Well, good.
Because there's no other way to make it.
There's no canned gravy, no canned vegetables.
Canned gravy?
That's
why would
even,
you put canned gravy in
it? Real?
I saw someone do it the other day, and I was like,
"No, you did not."
They got gravy out of a can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was in a jar.
Not a jar. But,
No, it was a jar. It was a jar.
Right. That's a little bit less weird.
It is still weird.
It's still gravy, weird. It was the same stuff I used.
Gravy has to start from a roux.
It was the same stuff that I use on my dog's dog food. So,
okay.
Just saying. Anyways, so we shoot these pheasants. We head to the grocery store right away. I get onions, because they didn't have shallots in Rhinelander for some reason.
Weird.
Jeez.
Baby carrots, celery, and mushrooms. I like mushrooms in my pot pie.
I don't mind that.
I'm okay with that.
So those are big. I can pull them out.
Cut up all the vegetables, sauteed everything, took that out, cut up all the pheasant. These pheasants are only dead for like 2 hours, right?
Ooh, fresh.
Perfect.
Very,
so, absolutely.
Very fresh.
We cleaned them and they were already in the pot.
Awesome.
Right away. Cooked up the pheasant.
Slow down.
And
tell me
roux.
How you cooked up the pheasant.
I just cut it into cubes and pan fry it.
Pan fried it. Okay.
Yep.
One thing, and I just want to interject this real quick, and I want you to continue. One thing people don't realize, when you have wild game, it's such a high protein, low fat item. And sometimes it's got a stiffer bite to it.
It does.
And people call that tougher. What I'm telling you is the smaller pieces you cut it in and the quicker you fry it, the better and the chewier or the more tender it will be. So that's just a quick key thing to do when you're cooking wild game. Cut it in small pieces, saute it.
Yeah, and so with the pot pie, then I only brown it. So it might even still be a little rare in the middle because
the rest of
it's going to cook in the pie.
Of course.
And pheasant, you can have medium and you're perfectly
That's
fine.
Right. You're not worried about that salmonella issue with
right.
pheasant.
Roux, butter,
Talk
flour.
About a roux. Some people are afraid of a roux. It's very easy.
Roux are super easy. You just got to be patient and slow and get it nice and creamy. Add a little bit at a time, milk, chicken stock.
So you start with a fat and a flour and you get them to about Play-Doh consistency
until
they're bubbling.
My chicken stock and milk into it until I get it to the consistency.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic.
And then just add more flour or butter as necessary if needed, if you're off in your proportions. Add the pheasant back, add all the vegetables back, throw it into your pie crust. We made two, one with pie crust, the other one with some Grand's biscuit.
Ooh,
yum.
I'm going to tell you, if you're kind of new to hunting or kind of new to trying a pot pie, first off, don't be afraid to just buy the pie crusts. Don't be afraid to buy some Grand's biscuits and put them on top, or buy Bisquick and put some dollops of that on top and let it cook if you're new to it. Now, we're going to get to Ellie Lawton Smoller here at some point because she's actually a classically trained French chef. So we're going to get to her pot pies with the homemade crust. But don't be afraid, if you're new to it, to just make it easy on yourself. So, okay, then what are you doing with it once you get the ingredients together?
Oven, 350, 25, 30 minutes, egg wash on the pie.
Oh, my gosh.
Done. Let it sit.
I'm going to tell
you.
Set for 5 minutes.
I need to do a little picture.
Oh yeah,
in
I always
there.
Like to draw pictures to vent my pies.
I
like
do.
That.
You know what? I make
that was
pot
really cute.
Pies for farmers to ask permission, and I put their initials on the top of the pie, and it's just a cool thing you can do. Mm-hmm. I'm not very artistic artistically talented, so a lot of times my TJ will look like FB, but I tell them that's their initials, whether they believe me or not. Or sometimes you go to one farmer and they're not home, and you got to deliver a pot pie with different initials on it to someone else. And then I will make it up, or accidentally, my fingernail will get in it on the way to their farm, and I'm turning letters into their letters.
What
right?
I'll do is do little cookie cutters, like hearts at Valentine's Day, Christmas trees.
Oh, I'm
going to
get a turkey.
Like
so I'm going to get a turkey cookie cutter and put it on my wild turkey pot pies. You are welcome to join us. We love you having you along. You can hear us at all Civic Media stations. Have a great holiday. Have a great Hanukkah. A great Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sopecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
President Biden today signing the just passed by Congress extending government funding through March. That bill had been in through battles in the last few days. Millions of Americans hitting the road or airports today. AAA expecting a record number of travelers, but they'll also be dodging storms. ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore has more.
This storm system arrives on Christmas Eve for cities like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Syracuse, and Burlington. There we could see some snow. Remember, it takes at least 1 inch of snow on the ground by 6 a.m. on Christmas Day to be considered a white Christmas.
Authorities say the car attack at a Christmas market in Magdeburg, Germany is not a terror attack. At least five are dead, including a 9-year-old and more than 200 others injured after a man police say drove his vehicle into the crowds. He's been arrested. Party City shuttering its remaining stores and told employees Friday that it was their last day. This is ABC News.